So, Norman, it's mailbag time now, and I've got a few questions for you tonight, starting with this piece of feedback from Robin, who is wanting to give a bit of nuance to some of the dental advice that we gave on a show on the 31st of May.
Yes. So we, I did say, by the way, I think I did say that my knowledge of dentistry could be written on the back of a molar.
I don't think you did. But
I think Robin's feedback illustrates the point.
I think Robin perhaps knows slightly more than we do. So Robin was concerned with the inaccurate dental advice that was provided, saying that there's a difference between dental plaque, which can be removed with a toothbrush, and dental calculus, which is the mineralised plaque, which is removed by your dentist. Dental plaque does need to be removed daily by brushing and flossing to prevent dental decay and gum disease. Dental calculus is removed by your dentist because it harbours bacteria and toxins, which can enter gums and cause an inflammatory response leading to,
gingivitis.
Gingivitis. It's or one of those words I can spell but not say. Exactly. And so, and we also implied that...
This is the story where you go to see the dentist and he says your teeth are fine but your gums need to come out.
And then we also perhaps suggested that food directly causes decay.
Yes, and it's sugar that causes decay, sugar in food that causes decay. And decay is a plaque-mediated disease, so no, you need plaque to cause that. So I don't think we recommended not brushing and not flossing. I don't think we did that. Well, we're talking about plaque in relation to the ancient record of teeth through the Paleolithic record and how our dental bacteria haven't changed that much. But I hear what you're saying, Robin. I will never again confuse plaque with calculus.
And it also feels like perhaps a good juncture to think about some new health report stories about dental hygiene, because it's obviously something that both of us could do with learning a bit more about, Norman.
Yeah, well, that's right. But I mean, I do a brush with a fluoride toothpaste. I don't spit out the toothpaste. I leave it in my mouth and I floss. And then I get one of these interdental brushes and brush that, and then I wash out. Whether that makes any difference at all, I do not know.
Sounds like it does. And make sure you're seeing your dentist regularly as well.
Yep.
Sue's got a question about a recent segment that we had with Dr. Alejandro Hoberman and the use of grommets in children versus the use of antibiotics to treat ear infections. Sue's son had glue ear and was quite deaf in his preschool years, very negatively impacting his behaviour, probably because he didn't know what was going on for a lot of the time. And his ENT surgeon, this was in the early 80s, said, "These are the children who, if left untreated, sit at the back of the class and don't do well." So he had grommets and her lovely little boy was back again. He later went on to get a PhD. So Sue's saying, even though Dr. Hoberman said there was no evidence of beneficial outcomes, she begs to differ.
No, that's a really good story to hear. And to be clear about what that story said was it was really about going to early grommets. What he was really going on to say was that you can afford 2-3 courses of antibiotics and see how the child does. And he did say that if the child fails that, then grommets are a reasonable decision. So it wasn't that there should not be grommets. It's more that you're pretty safe to try antibiotics and a lot of children will resolve.
And a question from Patrick, who wants to know whether UV sanitizers for smartphones are effective or a waste of money. He's seen some sterilizer and wireless charger devices and wondering whether he should spend his money there or not.
Well, I'm not sure you should bother spending your money. You can just use an alcohol wipe to wipe down these things and it's just going to be as good as anything else. Your ultraviolet light does sterilise and kill the virus, but whether or not all the sanitizers do it equally well, I don't know. But you can be pretty sure that alcohol is pretty strong alcohol, like 60 or 70% alcohol, is very good at killing the virus, as is soap and water. But I suspect the smartphones don't stand much dipping in soap and water.
I don't know if alcohol wipes charge your phone for you, though, either.
No, I don't think they do.
And one last question from Robin, a different Robin, asking about with the new guidelines on age for AstraZeneca, Robin wonders if there could be a relationship between blood clots becoming a concern in those under 60 because those people are now working from home, sitting in front of a computer all day with a lack of normal exercise.
It's a good question, but those kind of clots that you get from stasis, from not moving around, are a different kind of clot from the clot that you get with the AstraZeneca or Johnson vaccines, which is best thought of as an immune reaction. So it's almost like an autoimmune disease where the vaccine causes antibodies to be created to the platelets, which make them more sticky and they reduce in number. Whereas prolonged sitting, say, on a 24-hour flight when you used to do that, that's really because the blood isn't moving, it's staying still. And if the blood is sticky anyway because of poor diet or genetics or what, or dehydration, then you can get a clot then. But it's a very different mechanism.
And they usually happen in different parts of the body, don't they?
Yes, it's mostly in the calves.
A deep vein thrombosis.
Yeah, or the thigh, yeah.
Whereas the blood clots that are associated with the vaccines tend to be more in the brain and the abdomen.
They are, although there's a tier two disease where it is in the it is in the calf muscle and can go to the lungs, but it's not as severe a disease as it is in the brain or the abdomen. And you know, you could conceivably say that if you got the clotting syndrome and you were somebody who was sitting around a lot, maybe you'd be more at risk of that. But there's no conclusive evidence to prove that one way or the other.
Either way, standing up from your desk and having a walk around is good for your health.
It's good. Absolutely, 100%.
Well, that's all.
Especially if you go around flossing at the same time.
Well, exactly. Kill two birds. That's all we've got time for in our mailbag tonight. If you want to ask us a question, email us, healthreport@abc.net.au. But we'll see you next time.
Yep, see you then.